You overheard a conversation, or were you in a conversation with someone today about the Wiener thing?
Yes, we were talking about it.
You were talking about Anthony Wiener and
how he's cheated on his wife many times, and now this time she's actually leaving him, right?
Yes, Huma or whatever the hell her name is.
Huma.
Huma's had enough.
She's got to go.
She said, "You tweeted or texted the wrong person with your Wiener shot. I can't handle it anymore. I'm done."
So we were talking about infidelity, and somebody that I work with said they would allow their man to cheat on them one time.
Sure,
hall pass. And she would. Well, she said it's not a hall pass. She said she would forgive them, though. And I found that to be quite insane.
That's a hall pass.
Well, she made sure to let me know that it was not a hall pass. I guess she wouldn't tell her man that she would forgive him if he cheated.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's just telling me. But I can't believe that.
I think a lot of women feel that way.
Yeah, they do.
They know that we have struggles with monogamy. And
do they? Where are these women?
Well, I thought maybe they knew that they had a pretty good relationship going, and this might have been like some sort of slip up.
Yeah. You can cheat on your partner and still love your partner. You're flawed like all of us humans are.
Depends on how you cheat.
Well, that's true.
If you bang her sister,
that's not love.
But if you get, if you get drunk, you're in Vegas,
Yeah,
what I mean?
Some girl's throwing it on you.
Yeah, throwing it on you.
Then, you're human.
That's totally different, I think.
Not to excuse it. You should respect your partner enough not to do that. Or if you have an open and honest relationship where your partner is okay with you banging someone else, perhaps in front of her.
God, I'm starting to think I have an uptight wife now because she won't let me cheat.
I don't think you have an uptight wife. I think you are the typical relationship.
She probably wouldn't let you cheat, but
right.
She might forgive you if you did.
Phoebe?
Any woman. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah. I don't think Phoebe would automatically divorce you if you cheated.
Oh, yeah, I don't either.
Really? See, I don't either, but I don't want, Who would want to just throw all this away?
I think she understands.
It's hard to find a good man.
It really is, and you're a good man.
Yeah.
And just because you would cheat doesn't mean you're not a good man. It just means you're flawed.
You had a lapse in judgment.
Yep.
One night.
You screwed up.
A youthful indiscretion.
You accidentally fell and your wiener landed on something else.
I'm taking applications for my night of indiscretion right now.
See, now that I don't think she could excuse. If it were premeditated, if she found like texts leading up to it.
Well, we're not hiring right now, but we're always taking applications.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you get the right application,
you can
make some space.
If someone's got a resume that I can't just turn down, I gotta do a follow-up interview,
yeah, maybe
Garabo.
Cut back some hours somewhere else and put this person on the schedule.
I think if she found out that you were mapping something out and planning something out,
right.
She'd be really, really pissed, and that'd be a deal breaker.
It would have to be like that HBO show, A Night Of scenario
right.
For you.
Yeah,
like drugs, you're confused, trying to help somebody.
Stole your dad's cab,
all of a sudden there's that
stripper that you really like, and she's got ecstasy for you.
And don't worry about the cheating, because there's a murder.
Yeah. Could be way worse. She could have killed that lady.
I feel like initially she would say that she was going to divorce me and leave
right.
me, but then after a couple of days.
Oh, she's going to put you through it.
Yeah. You'll be kicked out for a couple of days. I got a spare room for you.
She
no
won't
worries.
Let you see your dogs for weeks.
Oh, she'll send you photos of Ribby and Piper.
Right.
I got to tell you, I think I'd feel worse about it, though.
Than she?
Well, yeah.
That's what you got to say.
Yeah.
Oh, is that good?
You're planting the seeds now.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
You got to say
But
it.
No, you're right. I think you would beat yourself up worse than she would, but she'd be way mad.
Yo, yeah.
But I don't think it'd be a deal breaker.
If she would take me back. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If she cheated on me, we're done. What? Is that wrong?
No, I mean, you've got your own standards.
Yeah, those are my standards.
So she cheats one time, she screws up, and you are D-O-
Done! You make out with the guy, we are done. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
Just an old-fashioned marriage,
That's right.
You're with the same person forever.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Well, you could still be with her. It just, be compromised.
Yeah, very. And you'd have to, have one to get her back.
And you'd never let it go.
Right.
Oh, never.
No. Like, what do you mean you forgot the mayonnaise? You also cheated on me.
Yeah.
Nikki, you're with your man now for a very brief amount of time.
Yeah. I would rather somebody talk to me first before they go and cheat on me.
Well, everybody says that, but no one's ever going
to
do that.
No, talk to me. Let's work through this.
Look, I feel like cheating.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little vulnerable.
If you want to cheat, if you want to cheat, we'll find out why and maybe bring somebody else into the bedroom at that point.
Oh, you're not bringing anybody. You're not bringing anybody.
That's the only time I would ever even think about that, is to save my relationship or my marriage at that point. That's the only time I would think about it, is if we had to do that.
Okay, he wants to bring somebody in their bed, us in the bedroom,
yeah,
but you leave.
Not okay. Communicate with me.
So you're telling me that if he comes to you and says, I'm thinking about cheating, you're going to say, let's bring that lady into the bedroom so we can save this.
Yeah. If I'm married to somebody and we've been together a while, mm-hmm, I would do anything to save that marriage. You cheat on me, we're done. Like if my current boyfriend cheated on me, done.
Wow.
You break
what
up with me.
Just a little
break
cheating?
Up with me, yeah, before. Break up with me if you're going to cheat on me.
What if he just makes out with another?
Nobody, no. Is.
Done. Such a nice guy, though.
He's a nice guy. Good for, if he was a nice guy, he'd be loyal to me and faithful.
Oh, no.
He could still be a nice guy.
Yeah, he's just flawed like the rest of us are. He's human.
No.
I'm only human.
So if he came to you and said he went, would you give him permission?
Yeah, he's like, hey, there's this girl at work. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is about her. I'm so attracted to her.
No.
But I feel like I have to do it, but I don't want to lose you, baby.
So, you'd lose me.
But if I don't do this, then I'm going to resent you.
Oh, God. I mean, him and I, we've only been together 3 months at this point, mm-hmm, so that's not really...
Still in the probationary
period. If he's wanting to make out with somebody at this point,
right,
we shouldn't be together.
Oh, man, come on. He's human.
But you said you wanted communication. He's, yeah,
I know. I'm saying at this... I'm talking about if I was married to somebody for years and years...
You can say they're human, but why ask for a girlfriend? Why try to be exclusive, yeah, with somebody, mm, if you want to be with somebody else?
Well, you didn't know that at the time. Right.
If you want to be with me, be with me. It's harder to be with one person than it is to cheat.
True, like, that.
Be a right, solid person.
Are you saying if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends? Is, no, that what you're saying?
I mean, that means you have to be
friendship
friends
never
with,
ends?
You have to be friends with my friends. That's what that, yeah, song's about.
No, it means you got to get with my friends.
No,
it means you got, like, if you want to be my lover,
really,
you have to,
you
bang
were
my
to
friends.
I really think you were listening to the Spice, yeah, Girls different, yeah, in the 90s
posh,
than I was.
Posh.
You got to be with Posh, Sporty, Scary, Ginger, all of them.
Baby.
You got to be with them.
Is there baby
Spice? Yeah.
There's a baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby
Spice.
Not the baby.
There's a baby, a Scary.
Yeah.
Which one is Scary? What's the real
I think she
name?
Dated Eddie Murphy, right?
She did.
Yeah. I think Mel B is Scary.
Mel B's
Spice.
Nice. Yeah. Why is she scary?
I don't know. I don't know the hair, I think. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So is cheating a deal breaker?
Wait, but who goes into it? Who goes into a relationship saying, you know what, if this guy slips up, I'm going to give him another chance?
They don't tell. They never tell you that.
No.
I know, but if they're thinking that, how many women are thinking that?
A lot of women are thinking that.
And how many guys are thinking that?
There's a handful.
Yeah, but fewer.
What if she's a great mother to your kids, you got a good family life, she takes care of things.
Yep.
And she does a little cheat.
She just accidentally just screwed up and,
yeah,
got on top of a dude.
One time.
My therapist, Julie, said, cheat on me once, I'll forgive you. Cheat on me twice, and scissors emoji.
Wow.
I mean, she's a therapist.
Okay.
Joe, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Joe?
She should understand.
Mm-hmm. I am fantastic. How are you, gentlemen?
Very well.
Lady?
Thank you. Go ahead, sir. Tell us about how you would react if your partner were cheating.
If she cheated, it's one and done. Sorry, you're to the curb.
But if you did it.
Well, I wouldn't. I've been married for 13 years.
Congrats.
Found the right woman, never had the urge to. And I think if you find the right person, then you're not going to want to cheat.
Well, I think we're human. And just because you found the right person doesn't mean you're not going to think about it.
Well, thinking about it, you know, watching some of your favorite channels on the internet and actually going through with it are two different things.
Mm-hmm. So since you've been with your wife 13 years now, you've never looked at another girl with lust in your eyes like Jimmy Carter did? You've never looked at another girl and thought, I'd like to hit that?
I've looked at women and went, man, you know, that's a inappropriate word for the radio, but it's a different thing to go through with it.
Mm. Well, sure, it's a different thing to go through with it. No one's saying you have to go through with it, but people get desires.
How many times have you used the I'm only human defense? It seems like a lot.
Oh, never.
Okay.
Like, it's an atrocious thing to do to someone.
Cheating?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we do it not because we're human. We're all humans. We do it because we lack discipline or respect. That is what keeps me faithful in my current relationship, is that I respect her tremendously. And that's the thing that prevents me from doing it, because she has sacrificed a whole lot to be with me, and I have a great amount of respect and appreciation for her.
Why is it that some women would be willing to forgive a guy for cheating on her?
Because I think they see the upside of the guy, but they know
it's not a fear of being alone or anything.
Oh, that's that comes into play.
All that factors in.
Every bit of it.
Okay. Dating and starting over.
Ugh. Starting over.
Allison, you say cheating is not a deal breaker. You could forgive it one time.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think there's a big difference between getting drunk and having a lapse in judgment and sleeping with somebody versus like having an affair with somebody else.
Ongoing things, a deal breaker for you, but a one time I was out at a bar and accidentally slipped, you know what happened. That's not a deal breaker.
No, totally forgivable. Absolutely.
Do you think you could cheat?
No, probably not. I mean, the relationship I'm in, it's different because I've had more of the experience, whereas my partner is a little bit more limited. So that would be another reason why I would forgive it in this relationship.
Partner's a little more limited. I don't know what you're...
Has it been with more than four women?
No, that's his number, is four.
It's me.
Oh, I see. So in other words, since he hasn't sown all of those wild oats, you could understand.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think it would be not as big of a deal.
I got you. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Yeah.
No problem. Have a good one.
727-579-1025. Jade on Twitter just said, I understand people can have moments of weakness. I can forgive someone banging someone once, but an emotional affair, no.
Ooh, man, there are some interesting women listening.
Yep. And this woman named Brian keeps tweeting me about it. He said, this whole conversation makes me sick to my stomach. Just don't cheat, period. One of the worst things you could do to someone. This is a separate tweet. Stop justifying cheating. There is no excuse, and no one should put up with being cheated on.
So, Brian?
No.
Okay, that's all right.
Like an Emily.
We didn't say there was an excuse.
Yeah, no one's
it.
Really justifying it. It just happens, dude. Like, if I castigate you for it, does that mean it's going to stop? This girl, Kelly, said, what are your opinions on emotional cheating? Nothing physical involved. As I've gotten older, probably just as bad, if not worse.
And what is that? Somebody just to talk to?
Yeah. Like, my girl would much rather tolerate me sexting someone else or banging someone else than talking to someone else about things that I wouldn't talk to her about. Which I get, because we want to be the be-all, end-all for each other. We don't want to be like, I go seek emotional stuff elsewhere. 727-579-1025. Alicia, you say cheating is a deal breaker.
Cheating is a deal breaker if it's an affair. My soon-to-be ex-husband had a relationship with a woman once on a drunken bachelor party that wasn't his. Oh. And he came home and immediately told me the truth. We worked through it. Everything was fine.
Goodness.
5 years later, deep into our marriage, no children, thank God, I find out because the other woman calls me that he's had an 8-month affair with her and she had no idea he was married.
So she found out he was married, and then she hollered at you?
She Facebook messaged me and was like, is this your husband? And sent me a picture of him butt naked. And I was like, actually, it is.
Oh!
And then on his wedding ring, and she's like, I'm assuming this is you, that you're his wife. And he had forgotten to take off his wedding ring when he sent a full nude. And when I confronted him, you know, he tried to lie to me. And this girl was so savvy. She put all of their text messages in a Dropbox and emailed it to me and, like, totally set me up for the win in terms of catching him. And I said to him, you cheated once, we can move past that, but no longer can I deal with it.
Were you hotter than the girl he cheated with?
Absolutely. And it's not just me that agrees with that. I asked everybody because I'm vain like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's nice.
That is brutal.
It is what it is. And you cannot be with someone that you don't trust. And I couldn't trust him any longer. And I'm better off.
Yeah, and that's a good way to look at it. Now, when she sent the nude to you, front nude or back nude?
Front nude.
That sends a back
full package. And I'm like, women aren't really into the full front nude. Like, not many women I know are like, yeah, let me get that full front nude.
Right.
I don't know.
But you got the dong shot and everything.
The full, like, everything.
Do you think that he was doing it more than just with this girl and she's the only one you found out about?
Well, when I confronted him, I was like, okay, so now's your time to come clean, like, for your soul, like, if it will make you feel better. And he said that he was talking to someone else, but not, like, apparently he, like, really liked this girl and thought that if she found out that he was married, she would stay with him. And the first thing she said to me was, I'm dropping him like a bad habit, and I hope you do too. And I'm like, oh, obviously. So we're almost divorced. It'll be final next week. I'm 26, and I'm ready to just keep on going with my life.
Well, look at you. Did you give any thought towards hooking up with the girl that he was cheating with to really, like, then you send nude pictures of the two of you together?
Although that would be the ultimate revenge, I'm not really down to play with the same team. But she was a lovely girl and very nice, and very savvy, and I appreciated her reaching out.
Sure.
Have you thought about celebrating your divorce by hooking up with what appears to be the happiest couple of Tampa Bay, Drew Garabo and unnamed girlfriend?
We are pretty happy and open.
I am not really into the three thing, but I'm really happy for you, Drew. LOD, love your show.
Doesn't sound like you're happy at all.
Sorry, I'm actually in a great relationship.
Whatever.
Now.
All right. Take it easy, though. Thanks a lot for the call. Good luck to you and the rest of your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Piss off. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Damn, dude.
26, though. Getting a divorce at 26, she still has her whole life
ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Better to happen now. No kids. Cut and run. I'll never forget getting a Facebook message from some lady who was like, I think that your partner is sending, like, pictures to my husband. And I'm like...
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, and? Like, why are you dragging me into this?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was no angel myself, and I'm like, and I asked her, I'm like, what do you hope to gain? Well, I just thought you should know.
Did she want to hook up with you?
No.
Oh.
She's like, she was just like, I thought you should know. I'm like, okay, I know. Now what?
Did she send you the nudes that your lady was sending to her husband?
No, but she told me what they were like and the messages that they would send and screen caps, and she's calling her a whore and a C word and all this stuff. I'm like, just relax. People are people. Like, don't think that I'm going to join in with you and march on them with fire. Relax.
So there was no marching and no fire?
No marching, no fire. And I even approached it. I was just like, look, you probably want to be a little bit more careful because this crazy lady is sending me messages.
Yeah, watch out for the crazy.
You got to watch out for them. Darren, you say giving them one pass is giving them a pass to do everything.
Well, when you give them a pass for cheating, you're basically giving them a pass to cheat on you again. Because if you're that emotionally uninvested that you're just going to overlook it and overlook the fact that they don't care enough to at least tell you, hey, you know, whatever's going on, and they're trying to hide it, then you're basically a sucker, and you're just getting sucked into a ploy. If they're lying to you, it's no reason to stay with them.
All right, but, I mean, you don't think people can get, like, you know, just screw up one time and cheat?
No, because, like I said, they're going to do it again. You know, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And finally, Justin, you got the last word on cheating.
Well, first thing is key thing to not getting caught is no evidence.
Sure.
And
so kill them?
They all do it. I cheated on my girlfriend. Well, I guess she's an ex now. In the very beginning, didn't tell her, no evidence. Mm-hmm. And then waited for her to cheat on me a year and a half later. And then I told her. And then now I'm the horrible guy.
Oh, you're not the horrible guy. You're just human, dude. Things happen.
All right.
Give us your football story.
The football story?
Yeah.
Some guy got tackled by his hair.
Who?
Come on, you got to know your stories, Nikki.
Yeah, come on, Nikki. You got to be a credible news source here.
The audience needs a name they can, you know, wrap their head around.
He's a running back for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yep.
And his name is?
Hold on. I'm telling you. Right. Sorry.
I'll wait.
Sorry, mm-hmm. I don't know his name. Mm-hmm. Where are we going?
Because Nikki had a hot take on this football player.
Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, here's Nikki's hot take. Do it.
Oh, only girls get tackled and pull. Oh, that's a girl move. Pulling hair is a girl move. He's debating cutting his hair now because some guy tackled him by his hair.
That's right.
That's dumb.
Why is that dumb?
Like, be a man. Put your hands on his actual body, not his hair.
Well, but the NFL ruled that if a man has flowing dreadlocks that cascade beyond his helmet, that you're allowed to use his dreads to bring him down.
That's something like that happens in a catfight. Like, girls after high school, they take off their earrings and they put their hair up so no girl pulls it.
You wouldn't be able to tackle anybody then.
Right. Like, if you accidentally bring the guy down by his hair, so be it. He shouldn't have dreads.
I watched the video. He purposefully did it.
Yeah, well, you got to bring him down.
Why couldn't he just touch his shoulder?
It's not two-hand touch.
No, I meant like grabbed his shoulder and pushed him down that way.
Push him down?
Seen Eddie Lacy's shoulders? You're not pushing him anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's 240 pounds and he's rumbling and stumbling, you know, trying to score a touchdown. It's not easy to take him down. The NFL has a rule that your hair is part of your uniform, so you actually are allowed to grab their hair.
Yeah, nothing girly about it.
That's a bitch move.
That is a hot take. Wow, a bitch move.
Yeah.
So what do you do, Nikki? If you're trying to tackle a guy and he's got long flowing dreads. Oh, this is
tackle somebody like you tackle any other one that doesn't have long flowing dreads.
So if there's only a chance that you could grab his hair or not grab his hair and let him score a touchdown, you're going to let him score the touchdown.
I'm just saying, you could have done something differently.
No, there was not. Look, that dude, if Eddie Lacy is dumb enough to have his dreads cascade down that low, he deserves to be tackled by his dreads.
He grabs his hair, and then he grabs his waist and pulls him down.
Bring him down by any means necessary.
Come on.
The worst is where they pull a dread out and then they throw it back at you.
Oh, God, that's got to hurt. So you know how much it must hurt getting tackled by your dreads?
That's like a cheap thing. It's cheap. It's a cheap shot.
So if you were a defensive coach, Nikki, and you were getting your unit all fired up for this preseason game and you were telling them how to tackle Eddie Lacy, how would you attack him?
I'd tell him to be a man and actually like push the dude down, tackle him like a real guy.
But coach, he's 240 pounds. I can't get my hands around him. I got to use the dreads.
Maybe you should be a better player.
Coach Nikki.
Hot take Nikki with the coaching advice. I love that.
Rex Ryan would be proud.
Yeah, and his brother Rob and their dad Buddy. May he rest in peace. I learned.
And now it's time to see what's cooking in Kevin's kitchen.
And when I played football in high school, they would punch you in the stomach and spit in your face while they're trying to tackle you.
It's a bitch move.
It happened. Hey, so we are lucky being in the Tampa market because Chick-fil-A is rolling out they're testing some new dishes that if you're trying to eat healthy, you might like this.
All right.
So they're doing harvest kale and grain bowls.
Oh.
And egg white grill grain bowls.
All right. I like what I'm hearing.
Okay. So, and also they're testing quinoa bowls.
Now I love that. I love some quinoa.
Yeah, so now you can go to Chick-fil-A and you can either do yourself in or you can stay on your diet.
Stay on the diet.
They're testing it out. Hold on, let me see here.
Look how sexy that looks.
Yeah, it looks great.
Egg white quinoa bowl.
I'm at Chick-fil-A a bunch now because of that new egg white grill sandwich they have in the morning.
I still haven't tried it.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what I did get yesterday, an egg white delight McMuffin from McDonald's, and I regret nothing. That is delicious, and it's only like 270 calories.
Nothing to regret.
It's absolutely delicious.
So we're part of the markets that are testing these things out at Chick-fil-A. Mm. San Francisco, Sacramento, Tampa, and Huntsville, Alabama.
Huh. Imagine Huntsville, Alabama probably doesn't sell very many of the healthier options.
Well, you gotta switch it up.
Right.
Like these other cities will probably go for it. And Huntsville, that's the real test.
That is the test.
Yeah.
We sold one last week. Hot diggity damn.
So good luck with that. I want to give it a try. If you have an Apple TV, Papa John's has an app now that installs on your Apple TV where you can order a pizza.
All right.
I mean.
Just right from your TV.
Just right there. Just press a button. Pizza comes to your door.
What an era we live in.
That actually started today, so I'd like to know how that works.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
You just pop it right there. They got your delivery information, and they just bring you
a
pizza.
Just do it right there on the screen. You pick what you want, hit enter, it comes to your house.
Stoner's paradise.
It's awesome. Speaking of awesome, I don't know what you think about this. We all love Krispy Kreme donuts.
Who doesn't?
New flavor at Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme donuts stuffed with Reese's peanut butter.
That's not what I need in my life.
Could you do that?
No, man.
No?
I ate a half a donut yesterday, and I beat myself up all day.
I'm not a fan of stuffed donuts, but, I mean, it sounds pretty good. It looks great.
That looks delicious, actually.
Yeah, good luck staying on your diet with that.
I just like jelly in the middle of my donuts. I don't want anything else, just jelly.
And lastly, if you are wondering what happened to Four Loko, the drink,
yeah,
you remember that stuff?
Of course.
I think it was on the market here in the U.S. for about, a week?
Sure.
And then people figured out what was going on.
If you want to get drunk, vomit, and get into fights, Four Loko is for you.
I drink a lot of Four Loko.
What was your experience with drinking?
Eight Lokos, you black out. So two Four Lokos and you black out. You're done.
And that's how they're marketing it in China. If you're wondering where Four Loko went, it's all the rage in China. And they bill it as, here's how they're marketing it. They're saying it's a lose your virginity liquor.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
That's scary.
Doesn't matter, male or female. You're going to surrender your virginity to somebody if you're drinking them Cuatro Loco.
It's called the blackout in a can, the deflowered wine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the lose your virginity liquor. So, good luck, China. Y'all going to need some help on that Four Loco.
Ichini Sanshi Loco. Steve says Nikki is right. That what, Steve? Tackling by the hair is a bitch move?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny that she's the one who's manning up and you guys aren't, because she's right about that.
Well, manning up notwithstanding, you stop a man whatever way you can stop a man. If Eddie Lacy's runaway train on the way to the end zone, you bring him down by his knee, ankle, leg, arm, or flowing dreadlocks.
Even a horse collar if you want to get the penalty.
Sure.
Yeah, but then again, why don't you just grab the face mask and bring him down?
Because a face mask, that'll get you a 15-yard penalty, and the dreadlocks will not.
You might break the guy's neck.
Yeah, that's a dumb comment that you made.
I understand, but we're talking about football. We're talking about, you know, men being out there. You know, you can't be, even though he's got the hair. I was in high school, and I had long hair and stuff, but nobody ever dragged me down by that.
Probably wasn't legal then.
What position did you play?
I was a wide receiver.
Well, look, now the rules are, if you're dumb enough to have your hair flowing out of your helmet, somebody can bring you down by your hair.
Steve, we all know you have to be a real man when you play football, and most real men, you know, or most people who play football all are real men, but the object of the game is to tackle the guy carrying the ball to stop him from scoring a touchdown any way you can do that.
Yeah, be a real man. Get a brain injury.
Smash your helmet against his.
I understand that, but, I mean, you know, but the old school way was, you know, you tackle the man, you bring
Steve,
him down.
Steve, I don't know if you know this or not. Steve, we're not in the old school anymore, sir. We're in the new school.
I know. But when you get coached, stop him from running. You don't high. You go low. You grab him around the legs. Keep him down.
Okay. Oh, go for the knees.
Sure. Take his knee out. But here's the deal.
No. Not take his knees out. Just wrap your arms around his legs. Just keep him from running.
Steve,
you know,
Steve.
You don't,
my man.
Go head first, right?
You got a 240-pound locomotive, Eddie Lacy, just going to the end zone. You're trying to catch up with him. You're a defensive back who weighs half that. You what? Choose to let him score a touchdown or bring him down by his dreadlocks?
Well, you know, I guess it's up to the man. I mean,
okay. The fact that you even have to make that a question is idiotic, because your only goal is to stop him from scoring. You don't get any style points in football. You stop him whatever way you can stop him. Don't be dumb.
That's true. I'm not being dumb. It's
you
just
are.
That, you know, it's just that they coach you to go up your arms, around the legs,
Steve,
stop them from running.
We know how to tackle. It is perfectly legal in the NFL, however, to bring a player down by his dreadlocks. No one's going to coach that as the first primary way to tackle someone. But if that option is available as your last available option before Eddie Lacy scores on you, then you do that.
Well, yeah, I can understand the point, but it's a man's game, you know, so be a man and tackle him the way you're supposed to. Don't be a girl and grab his hair like, you know, any other sissy would do.
Steve, do you think it's kind of ridiculous that they wear helmets too, isn't it?
Yeah, like back in the old days, they wore leather on their heads, and that's what they should do. Screw these brain injuries and concussions, right? They should be men.
Well, I have a nephew who's playing for the University of Southern Florida, and what they're doing now is they don't even wear pads anymore for practices. You know, you're not allowed to hit anybody. You're not allowed to do anything else.
You know what it is? It's a pussification of America, man. I'm sick of this crap. It's Obama's fault.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, some of the ways they're coaching these guys these days that they don't get the opportunity to, you know, hit the way the game is. I mean, most people go to the games because it's a gladiator thing.
Is that why most people go to the games? Because it's a gladiator thing?
Not anymore.
Well, I know. You might as well put flags on them nowadays and just play flag football.
Absolutely. They should continue to get brain injuries and have mental illness long after they play.
No, I'm not saying they should continue to get brain injuries, but you know what?
What?
Most players will, if after their career is over, mm-hmm. if you ask them, mm-hmm. they will say that they will play the game, even though they are at risk of having brain injuries. They'll still play the game for the money and for the fame.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve. Your unevolved viewpoint was very refreshing to hear today, and 1975 called, and they can't wait to welcome you back with open arms, my good man. Appreciate the phone call.
All right, take care.
727-579-1025.
What are you doing having a full-blown conversation about how to tackle Eddie Lacy right now? We just thought Nikki's take was kind of funny.
Eric, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Pretty well.
Good.
I just wanted to comment on the football.
Go ahead.
The way I understand it is every work's got a dress code, and I am all for them allowing this because sure. long flowing dreads coming out of the back of a helmet just doesn't seem very professional to me.
Professional. Professional? So, they're,
professional?
Sir, they're certainly not accountants. They are football players.
They are professional football players, and they're representing America as one of the greatest games, in my opinion, especially in the U.S.
Is this
but
Olympics
I don't
now?
Believe... I think it's silly how long some of these get, and you'll see some players actually tuck it in the back of their jersey. They don't want to get pulled, put it in the back of your jersey.
Okay.
Sure, it might be a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
But right. if it's the rules, wow. they need to play by them.
All right, thank you.
The rules is that you can pull the hair.
TJ, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, TJ?
Hey, Drew, listen, it's very simple. They're trying to get one off on the other players by having that wavy stuff in back of them. So, hey, if you're trying to get one up on me, I'm going to get whatever I can. So I agree with you. Nikki is wrong on this.
Yeah, take a That's handful if you have to. Look, if you're a running back and you freaking have dreadlocks that you know I can drag you down by and having that hairstyle is more important to you than scoring a touchdown, I'm not even going to try to tackle you anywhere else. I'm going both hands on your dreads. I'm going to try to tear your head off.
Exactly. Like I said, I think that's they think they're having one up on the other players by having that, you know, long flowing thing, you know, distracting the other players. No. Well, you want to distract me? I'm going to bring you down.
Thank you.
We talk about football?
Distracting. Like the DB is going to be looking, going, oh, my God, look at his dreads.
You know, one thing you can't do is tell your coach, well, I let the guy score because I didn't want to touch his hair.
Right. That would have been girly of me.
Yeah. Like, we're on TV. I want to be professional.
Sorry, coach, but it would have been a really pussy move to bring him down by his dreads.
I still think Nikki said it best during the segment.
John, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, John?
Hey. Great show as always. How are you?
Thank you. Very well. Appreciate that.
Just wanted two things. Eddie yep. Lacy should cut his hair off and then put on a dreadlock wig. And then when they go to pull his hair, it'll fly off and he'll still score.
that's a pretty good idea, yeah.
The guy's calling up complaining about the dreadlock rule, and then he's talking about how they don't even practice in pads anymore and tackle strongly. Yeah. I mean, how do you have both sides of the fence? Pull him by his hair. Who gives a damn?
You got one of them fruitcakes with that rastas. I don't know. You pull him by hair. Forget about it. Shock G, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I was just telling Nikki that, you know, if you want to play a man sport, be a man. Cut your damn hair. You know, when I played football my growing up, mm-hmm. that was the first thing I looked for. I'll give you one example. There's a quarterback with long hair. Mm-hmm. Every time I saw him or played against him, that's what I was going for. And I actually ended up causing an interception because of that. But, you know, if they don't like their hair being pulled, cut it. It's real simple, yeah, you know?
Sure, dude. I'm with you. I mean, I if I'm a running back, I'm looking for any advantage that I can. And if I know that I have dreads and a guy can bring me down by my dreads, F that. Joe, what's up?
Hey, great show. Thanks for the entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
I want to go back. You were saying earlier about the drive-thrus and the odd ones.
Yeah.
I used to have an ABC liquor store where I lived that had a drive-through window with a liquor store.
Yeah.
You could go there, get like one of the airline little liquor bottles,
sure.
Plastic cup, and a little personal bag of ice, and they would hand it to you right out the window, right in here.
Personal bag.
Personal bag of ice. That's a very small bag.
Yeah, I like the little bag.
Yeah, very small bag that was just big enough for your cup.
I like the idea of a drive-through liquor store, so I don't have to go inside the liquor store, but I don't know that they should be selling roadies to
I've
you.
I've never understood that.
Yeah, like yeah, give me a full bottle.
Shut down by the politicians, so they've wrote a law up on that,
That's
shut it
good.
Down, and now they've had to block the window up. So now I got to be a non-millennial to go in and deal with the people.
Thank you very much for the call. 727-579-1025. What's up, Brian? How you doing? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
I'm off the clock, and I'm listening to you guys, so
yeah.
It's looking pretty good for me.
Thanks, pal.
I think Nikki's nuts, though, man. You got to get that guy down any way you possibly can. My coaches told me in high school when I played, if you don't get that guy down, you're going to be running suicides for the rest of practice.
Ugh. The only thing I found worse in working out than burpees are suicides, where you have to run up, touch the 10, run back to the end zone.
Call them puke drills.
I'm telling you, man, that it gets you in great shape. You ever have to run when you were the third string at Gaithard? You have to run suicides.
Gassers. That's all we did, though. That's all I did.
Gassers.
I didn't get a lot of reps in practice because I was the only guy on third string.
Oh, we did that on the tennis court every day. Two tennis courts side by side. Run up. Touch the outside doubles line, run back, touch a fence. Run up, touch a singles line, run back, touch a fence.
Nikki, so if you were a defensive coach after hearing some of these callers, you would still tell them not to grab any hair?
Yeah, be a damn man. Man up.
But coach, I got a salary bonus for every touchdown that they score. They take money out of my pocket. I got to bring him down. Coach, he's got those dreadlocks. Why can't I drag him down?
No, work harder.
But I'm working, coach.
Grab him a different spot.
I can't, coach. He's fast. He's big.
You liked grabbing his waist earlier, so do it again.
But okay, coach. Then I come back and Eddie Lacy just scored a touchdown because I couldn't bring him down. Coach, I'm sorry, but you told me to not touch his hair.
Ride the bench.
Did he grab his waist like this? Like,
he did. He grabbed his waist as he was going down on the ground, and then they like cuddled.
Will you tackle me? Will you show me the proper way to wrap somebody up?
I have no idea how the proper way. I can just tell you what it looks like from somebody who knows nothing about football.
It looked like they were cuddling.
Show me proper tackling
technique.
Come
on, toting the rock right now.
Oh, he's got the Fiji.
40.
Here goes Seth. He's going from 30. The 40 to the 30 to the 20. He could go. You're not going
to
bring anybody down by pushing them.
Hey, you're running the ball.
Do you, like, go around the waist? That's what he was doing.
Just hit me. Come on, I'm running. I'm toting it. Oh, jeez. Oh. Oh, God.
She hit her jaw.
Hit my jaw.
That's why you need a helmet.
That's why you need dreadlocks.